I recently sent out an email to a large group of people that was very general and instructional in nature. But some of those people on my list lived in areas of Texas that were hit pretty severely by a snowstorm. Before you blow past an acknowledgement, address it up front. My general email received a few replies from individuals in Texas saying things like, "I'm not sure if you are aware we are in a snowstorm. It wasn't that I wasn't aware of what was going on in Texas, but living in New York, we've been pounded with snow for most of the winter, so I wasn't thinking too much about it as it might be a huge deal, but it definitely was to Texans who were not prepared for this type of weather and therefore suffering more from the blow." The pitch challenge today: acknowledge the obvious first. This incident reminded me of how ineffective your message can be if you do not acknowledge or address an issue up front. In my case, with this mass email communication, I should have started out by saying, "First, to everyone in Texas, please know that we are concerned about your safety and well-being and realize you may not be able to participate in our national fundraising day. Please let us know if there is anything we can do to help." If I had started my communication this way, then the rest of it would have been received more warmly. However, because I didn't acknowledge the obvious up front, my communication appeared ignorant and uninformed. Other examples of acknowledgement might include, "I realize this has been a rough year for many," or, "I recognize Father's Day is not a fond memory for everyone." Upfront acknowledgement statements can address unspoken concerns and allow your message to be heard.